good friend and neighbor. It is time for us to put a wrap on the day. Thank you so much for joining us here on WRCO Radio. We put the wraps in the morning session and make way for some community conversation on the morning show. News at 9 is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best, including bowling, a legendary pizza, and video games. It's 33 degrees at 9 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
There's word now from Iran that more than 100 people have been killed by explosions targeting a commemoration for a general killed in 2020 in a U.S. drone strike.
Iranians held a mock funeral to honor General Qasem Soleimani, the head of an elite Revolutionary Guard force who was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Iraq in January 2020. A senior Iranian official is calling today's blasts a terroristic attack. The explosions occurred near Soleimani's gravesite in Kerman, more than 500 miles from the capital, Tehran. Soleimani is hailed as a national icon in Iran, but American officials considered him a deadly foe during the Iraq War. I'm Donna Water.
Now to that deadly crash on a Tokyo airport runway yesterday between a passenger plane and a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft. 5 people were killed.
Japan's transport ministry has released air traffic control communications of about 4 minutes and 27 seconds just before the crash. The transcript indicating control had given the JAL Airbus A350 permission to land on runway C, but not for the Coast Guard plane. However, according to an NHK television report, the Coast Guard pilot said he was given permission to take off. The Coast Guard said officials are verifying that claim. Police have begun a separate probe into possible professional negligence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel is on high alert now that a top Hamas leader has been killed in a drone strike in Beirut. But Israel isn't talking about this. Former President Trump is appealing a decision by the state of Maine that he cannot be on the ballot there because he violated a constitutional ban against those who engaged in insurrection holding office. Gas is down to $3.09 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. Now to the Brooklyn Bridge.
The Brooklyn Bridge becomes overrun with vendors selling souvenirs, food, and other things. Now the city is banning them from all its bridges. Police guard the base of the Brooklyn Bridge, making sure vendors and their tables stay off the pedestrian walkway. Mayor Eric Adams.
It's a public safety issue. People were jumping over the bridge onto the bike path because we came to a blockage.
The pedestrian walkway has become wall-to-wall vendors, some licensed, others not. Also at times, DJs, cocktails, and at the center of the span, 360 selfie platforms. MD Rahman, who has sold hot dogs and pretzels on the bridge for 15 years, says he understands the crackdown, but it hurts legal vendors like him.
Take care of this upstairs, and over here, leave us alone, because I need to keep my job for my family.
I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Good morning, this is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Happy New Year, and our January hours will be 10 to 5, Wednesday through Friday, and Saturday, 10 to 3. Darn it, it's a garnet for all you January birthdays. Save 20% on your new piece of garnet jewelry from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 Monday through Sunday with all of your lunchtime favorites, burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469 for carryouts. From the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A daytime high of 34 today with a few flurries possible. Mostly cloudy and chilly tonight, a low of 17. Clouds giving way to patches of sun Thursday and 29. Thursday night, 17 for a low, and Friday, 34. 36 Saturday with a 30% chance of very light snow or flurries late at night. And Sunday, 32 with a bit of light snow possible through midday. Right now in Richland Center, it is 33 degrees.
WRCO Radio will now conduct a test of the emergency alert system. Please note, this is only a test of the emergency alert system from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Virtual meetings, getting the kids ready for school, and off to after-school practice, life keeps us busy. But it's important to find time for the moments that really matter. That's why Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is offering expanded local and virtual care options, so you'll do a little less waiting and a little more playing. A little less driving and a little more living.
The movie's about to start.
Gunderson Boscobel, we're bringing love plus medicine to you.
Just in time for the holidays, the Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for vehicle keys. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys. Walsh's has fobs covering about 92% of cars on the road. Walsh's programs keys on site and can save you up to 60%. Stop in and check it out now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and Ace of La Crosse.
On our morning show from WRCO, we are pleased and honored to have a world record setter here in the studio with us. Good morning to Betty Hayes Baxter. How are you, Betty?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great to have you on the radio here with us today.
Thank you.
Did you ever think that you would set a world record someday?
No. And even when it happened, I thought, well, Wisconsin, you know, the United States, but the world? No.
So for folks that don't know, 7 decades of teaching dance. So 70, is it 76 on your 77th?
I'm on my 77th.
Oh, right. My goodness. Right. Yeah. So you probably get asked this often, but do you remember your very first class?
Oh, yes, I do. No, I really do. It was in Blue River. Oh, yeah. I remember. I'm still in contact with some of them. Yeah, I am. You? Right. My very first class. I had 21 students in my first class.
At that time, was that kind of groundbreaking to have a dance studio?
Yeah, there wasn't any dance studios out here. I moved from Milwaukee to Blue River for my senior year in high school, and there were not any dance schools here then.
So you kind of brought that idea from Milwaukee
out
here then.
Right. My parents, all of their relation lived in Blue River. So they wanted to come back from Milwaukee to their relatives. So that's how I got back to Blue River.
So you taught some of the same styles and everything that you do now after all these years back then?
Oh, yeah. Things have changed. Dance has changed.
A lot?
A lot.
Uh-huh. Sure.
But there's still ballet, tap, and jazz. Yeah. That will never change. And point. That'll never change.
You've had not only a lot of young women over the years, but you've had a lot of young men that have learned a lot from you.
Oh, yeah. One year I had 72 boys.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. In one year. Some were in college and had come back, and some were 3 and 4 years old. But I had 72 boys.
You've had some that went on to other successes. I think of Brady Ewing. I think he was in one of your dance
classes.
Oh,
yes, he was. I kidded him about that football. He was so good at football because he danced.
Yeah, well, they say that. Is that true for balance and everything?
Oh, yeah, it is true. My daughter, Cheryl, she taught a football team, ballet, for that reason.
Wow. Cheryl is here in the studio with us today, too.
Hello.
Good morning. Boy, this is a real nice bonus to have you in the studio with us.
We're back for Christmas.
Normally, you're here for long distance, you know,
that's
like
right.
Zoom or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. We're here for Christmas, so it's fun. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. So you had a chance to teach a football team?
Well, I did. Well, a couple football players from the Falcons.
Really? Okay.
They turn differently, though. They we Shanae to the right, and when you catch a football, he told me he used to go over his left shoulder. So he had to learn how to do Shanae's. So,
is it tough later in life to learn if you've not had dance experience before?
I think so. I mean, the team, you know, that I was teaching, they did get it because they were, you know, light on their feet. They had a lot of other things to do with the football, you know, calisthenics, different things they learned. So they would apply it. I'd say, pretend you're jumping up to catch the ball. Now you just leap off of 2 feet, you know. Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, my goodness. So
I really wanted to teach the Packers.
Yeah, you never...
I wanted Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. I wanted some of them, but I never got them.
You never got them.
Love. Yeah. I'll take love. You know,
well,
I can
yeah.
teach you. Maybe I can...
Absolutely.
Knock on this door. Would you like some ballet classes?
Well, you've been in California for a long time.
45 years.
45 years. My goodness. Aaron Rodgers is a California guy.
He is.
Should have caught him. Well, I suppose you still could.
I suppose I could.
Catch him out there.
But yeah, but nah. I don't. I'd rather work with love.
There you go.
We need some, you know, Packer backers.
So you've been able to kind of keep tabs on what's going on back here all the time where you've lived there as well.
Yes.
And
Zoom is very helpful.
Right.
I'm teaching some Zoom classes now for the alumni all over the country. So that's been fun. Mom and I are on every Monday night.
Isn't that fun? Betty, did you ever think you'd see the day when you'd be teaching people in other states like that?
Nope. We have Joelle McCarthy from Utah and lots of
people
lots
from
of
Texas.
And yeah, Arizona.
All over.
Wow.
Every Monday night.
Every Monday night. Alumni class. And anyone can take.
I was going to say.
Hint, hint.
Can we put in a plug if somebody's out there and they're an alumnus, they'd like to,
sure.
Can they still
right.
do that?
Just
get
a hold
us.
Of BettyHayes.com. BettyHayesDance.com.
Right.
Betty Hayes.
And we're having
right.
fun.
We'll put a plug in. Come on, alumni.
Sure. They're bringing out old costumes and showing us and reminiscing.
We're hearing old stories.
Oh, okay.
Things Betty didn't know was happening.
I was going to say, had you known Betty at the time that some of those shenanigans were going on?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah.
We're hearing about missing costume pieces and things being sewn up at the last minute.
Right. I'm sure you've had a lot of those. I remember a lot of really hot nights at the old auditorium in Richland Center.
Oh, my goodness. Those were hot.
And
those...
the rain. If it rained, we were in trouble. Because kids had to come up on the fire escape to go through, and the rain was hard.
I bet it was. So they would get drenched coming in.
That's right. We'd have umbrellas and
do the numbers.
I did my 50th there, and then we moved out to the high school. It was built in, and they came and asked me to have my recitals out there. So it was very, very nice.
That was a change. So how many towns are you currently in for your dance classes?
Pardon?
How many towns do you currently have?
Oh, now I'm just settled in Avoca. I taught in 16 towns, surrounding town in my lifetime. I was in 16 towns.
She was the traveling dance teacher.
She was.
Well, in the 40s and 50s, people didn't drive that much like they do today. So I went there. And one year I had 7 schools. I did 2 on Saturday. And so I had 7 schools in 1 week.
Wow.
And I traveled to them. all the surrounding Plain, Spring Green, Muscadet, Blue River, Baskerville, Highland, Montfort, Cobb. You know, I did Fenimore. I did them all.
How did you find the fire and the desire to do that 7 days a week?
I guess it's just in you. I guess it is that because I started dance when I was 3 and 4 in Milwaukee, and my mother played piano. My father played drums. They were musical people. So I grew up that way.
Music was always a part of your life as
right.
well, right?
Always.
Music and dancing. And that's
right.
still kind of the same for you, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. The very same. I'm getting ready to order costumes for a recital. And, yeah, the children are starting to learn their recital routines. And so in June, we'll do it again.
Awesome. On to her 77th year.
77th
She'll
year.
Break her own record.
So if you set a Guinness record, do they send you some Guinness beer, or how does that work?
Oh, I'm gonna let Cheryl tell you about that.
Oh, that was fun. I had to send a list full of things for her, you know, pay stubs. We found a pay stub from 1947.
Oh, is that right?
To prove, you know, how many years. And you got a lot of commemorative plaques from the government, so I sent pictures of that. I sent programs, newspaper articles. So you have to prove that you have been consistently teaching from 47 till last year. So the record is from September 26th, and it says 76 years and 53 days.
So we'll just add to it every year.
Right, every year. We'll just send more information.
That goes by.
But I don't think there's anyone that could beat her.
Can you imagine someone starting today a brand new school, Betty, and then going the next 77 years? I think the odds are not in their favor.
Yeah. Right? And when people retire, mom's like, oh, too soon. They've only been working 50 years? No, that's way too soon.
Oh, so you never even, that never crossed your mind, retiring, Betty?
No. It did some other people. They thought that I was going to retire or I should retire, but I never secretly agreed with them.
Secretly, she says, never.
So I want to get into a little bit of trivia with Betty Hayes School of Dance. Is it true that some of your dancers are on national TV?
Oh, yes. A lot of them. Of course, my daughter has been on mm-hmm. Broadway and movies. And I've had dancers in Disneyland, Disney World, Broadway.
And Ted Mack.
Oh,
Ted
yeah.
If you remember right. the Ted Mack Amateur Hour.
That's right.
That was the big deal in the 60s and 70s.
It really was.
It
wow.
really was. Every Sunday, Ted Mack. So she had the Filipino pole dancers and chain dance, which
and
I was.
The, and, the
and my dad.
Oh, okay.
My dad worked the Filipino poles.
Interesting.
And
the pole,
it was
the pole
called.
Dancers were all from Richland Center, the girls. Yeah. And then the chain dancers was from my Voca school.
Yeah. Which is kind of an old vaudeville act where you put your, you know, chain your legs together and tap dance.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Not a chain gang.
Kind of like that.
But kind of.
Except
they
you're
were
dancing.
Like 5 years apart. The pole dancers were first.
And we were on the very last Ted Mack show, my class.
Oh, really?
The very last one that ever aired.
Is that right?
And he didn't know it till they told him during the show.
They did.
He was
told
crying.
Him during the show. I saw Ted Mack crying during the show, and I thought, what is going on? And they told him during the show that that was
and
his
he was
last
being
show.
Canceled after 25 years, or I don't know how long he was on. But
how yeah. awful.
How awful, right?
Huh.
Yeah.
So
and
we didn't know, you know, if we won or lost, because they would pick one winner to move on to the following.
So you didn't, you ever got the chance to move on.
So we're all winners.
Yeah, you were, absolutely. Participation ribbon.
And the competition was unreal. We had to go to Philadelphia to do the final audition, and they auditioned for like 6 weeks, music, dance, singing, and
acting.
They picked 9 numbers out of that to go on the last show, and we were one of them.
Oh.
So that was really something.
I My 12-year-old self on the Ed Sullivan Theater stage. You know?
Yeah.
it was
something.
The Ted Mack show, but it was on Ed Sullivan's
It was right. Ted Mack, but it was filmed at the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York City.
Wow, how exciting was that?
So whenever I see Colbert, I'm like, oh, I was on that stage. Or Letterman.
And Letterman
was
before that, right. Does any video exist of that, Cheryl, that you're
Yes.
with?
Oh, yeah.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We have the video.
You do?
They send it to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think we have a DVD.
So you keep that under lock and key, yeah. though.
I was 12. No. No, it's cute. It's very cute.
Yeah. But you're still very active. You're still
oh, yes.
behind the scenes in
I'm
television
I'm still
television.
Dancing in TV and film, and I'm choreographing. I still choreograph a lot of theater. I'm going to go back and do 42nd Street when I get back, and the big musical. And I teach at colleges. I'm at UCLA, AMDA, and ADDA, so I'm at three colleges. And I'm a TikTok influencer.
You're an influencer now.
I'm an influencer now. Wow. At 65 years old. We're called Da Baby Boomers, and it's my friend Beth Bowles and I. We're best friends for 45 years. We were on the Grammys with the rapper Da Baby.
Okay.
And we backed him up doing Rockstar, his song. And Ellington, my son, said, please, Mom, jump on TikTok. And I said, what is TikTok? I knew Instagram. I knew YouTube. I knew Facebook. So we jumped on, and we got a million views on our very first video we put out. So now we're at 650,000 followers.
Oh, my.
And we're up for a big award for it's called the Cheer Choice Awards. Well, thank you, everybody that's voted. A lot of people in this area have voted for us. It's for people that have a positive impact on their social media platform. And we sing and dance, and we make people happy with our dancing.
Uh-huh.
You know, so
who would ever thought you could add that to your resume after all these years?
I know. Right? I have to keep current with the times. I was like, TikTok? Okay.
Yeah.
It's fun that we're having a ball.
But you've been in the background of a few movies.
Oh, I've done a lot of movies. 20, 25.
Xanadu?
Very good.
Yep.
Xanadu.
I remember that.
Olivia and Gene Kelly and the movie Tap. And we did The Muppets with Jason Segel. And I did This Is It with Michael Jackson. I was in that casting team. So that, a lot of movies. I have a new Netflix show that I'm doing. But I can't talk about it.
You can't talk about it?
No.
We can't even get the scoop here on WRCO?
I'll tell you when it comes out.
Okay.
I go back and film that in January.
Wow. That keeps you young, doesn't it?
It does. And I did some Netflix. I played a tap teacher on Physical, the Netflix show last year. So I was actually a tap teacher, and I just improv the whole class. And I had to do, you know, when you go in and you dub. And the guys that were dubbing had said, where's the script? And I said, I just improvised for 4 hours. They're like, what? So I had to watch what I said that they had cut together, you know?
Oh, I see.
And I had to, you know how you have to dub it on the...
So you had to revoice it?
I had
it
to revoice, yeah.
Okay. Were you channeling your mother a little bit?
Yes.
When you were doing? Yeah?
I was. I had a black leotard on and a little black skirt and black tap shoes.
Oh.
and I had my hair big because it was the 80s.
Oh.
So people did say I looked exactly like Betty Baxter.
Back in the day.
Yes.
That's fun. Betty, are you able to keep tabs of all these shows that show this?
Oh, yes.
Are
I
you?
Am. And we zoom back and forth to besides my classes, Cheryl and I zoom things that she's doing. So zooming is wonderful. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Keep tabs. Who would ever thought you have basically a telephone with a video on it, right? and you have a grandson that's done pretty well for himself.
I'll let Cheryl tell you about him.
Oh, he did R5, which was the Hollywood Records group with Ross Lynch, Riker Lynch, Rocky Lynch, Rydell Lynch, and Ellington Ratliff. That's why it was R5. They were together for about 10 years. And he's also grown up dancing. He was in the Muppet movie as well with me. I was Mother of the Bride. He was someone to wash and someone to dry, if anybody's seen the Muppet movie. And he still acts. He did Criminal Minds, and he just did a big commercial for Home Depot that ran for Christmas. So he's writing his own music. He's still drumming with bands, and he's an actor.
He had quite a following with especially young ladies back in the day.
Yes, yeah. He did. They went all over the world many times. But 10 years, that's a long time to be. It was longer than the Beatles.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
What I say. You were in R5 longer than the Beatles were together.
Right, exactly.
It was fun. A lot of people in the area would come and see him in Chicago and Madison. They came to Madison a couple times.
Oh, did
over
they?
Over the years, okay. Yeah. So it's been fun, but he likes to write his own music now under the name Ellington.
Okay.
So he's on Spotify under the name Ellington.
Keep it.
And he's married to I have a lovely daughter-in-law named Danny, and she works for Hollywood Records, so it's all in the family.
Congratulations on that,
Thank you.
You know, probably not an easy place to stay grounded and raise a family, but you've been successful at
that. Thank you.
Yeah.
We kept him in regular school. We didn't do the homeschooling like some people do out there. So I think it kept him grounded.
Yeah. And I think for the whole family, too. And you having a small town background, that's probably helped you, too,
well,
right?
Well, we brought Ellington back every summer because I would direct and choreograph Sesame Street Live in Minneapolis for 20 years. So Mom and Dad got to come up every year and spend the whole summer with Ellington and Elmo.
Oh, yeah.
And Elmo.
How much fun was that? Betty, you have lots of memories. Have you ever thought about writing a book?
Oh, it's funny you say that. I've even somebody presented me with a book and said, here, I want you to write your life, but I didn't. But I mean, yeah, you're about probably the fourth person that said that to me.
Wow. And you have such vivid memories. I'm so impressed.
Right.
Do you remember specific classes and years and like that?
Yeah, that's why this alumni class is so much fun, because we go back and forth with memories that I have, that they have, and pictures they have and pictures I have, and so it's really fun. It's really fun.
Funny stories, I'm sure, and your dancers have appeared at so many festivals celebrations.
Here. Yeah, Richland Center Fair and.
The Globetrotters, that was fun.
Oh yeah,
what's that?
They did the Globetrotters halftime show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was a couple years ago, right?
Yeah. And nursing homes we've gone to, and many, many things. Christmas shows, and they've performed a lot.
And all those TV shows we would do, and
way back
Empty Stocking Club. And, that's kind of where I got my start when I think about it, getting up at 6 in the morning and doing solos on the Empty Stocking Club myself dancing. It really was good for me to do that.
The Lee Rothman shows that he'd have on Channel 27, I think it was. And every 2 weeks we were down there doing performances.
And you did the Badger? Was it the Badger camp, or what was the Badgers? Wasn't there something for March of Dimes?
Oh, March of Dimes.
March of Dimes.
March of Dimes.
I'm thinking of other telethons.
That's right.
That
we went to Platteville for like 35 years to the kids camp.
That's what I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did a lot of performing.
Can anyone dance? I mean, I always say that I have two left feet, but I mean, have you been able to teach people that are like me over the years?
Sure.
Oh, yes.
Really? You want to come to the alumni class? We'll just pretend you used to come.
Well, I should, because it keeps you in great shape, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I did a lot of ballroom classes in the past, and I have one going now, also a ballroom class. And I was here at Vision Center with the school, where they have the classes. Through the school. I did that for years, Lee and I did. And ballroom is really fun.
I'm so impressed when I see people that know how to dance, like ballroom dancing at a wedding dance or whatever. It's a great skill to have, isn't it? Yeah. So that has to be rewarding that you were able to teach couples that style of dance.
Yeah, I did that for years and years.
Yeah. Lots of fun. Looking at the future, you're just... Going to go as long as you can go, right?
They tell me that they remember me saying I'm going to die with my tap shoes on, and if they're not on, they better see that they are.
And I say, don't scare the children.
It's obviously kept you healthy, though, over the years, right?
Oh, yes. It's very, very good for the... Very, very good for your health.
Mom's even done a couple TikToks with us.
Have you?
With the baby boomers, with Beth and I. We're called the baby boomers, and we brought Mom on. Yes, she's been famous on TikTok as well.
So she has a new following
she
as well.
She does. We should get her own page now. You need your own.
After all
your
these
own
years,
TikTok.
Who knew? What about funny stories behind the scenes? Any that you can share with us, Betty, or anything you can think of? Probably something that was at the time so wrong and frightening, but it worked out all right.
Well, she remembers a certain girl that got between the scenery and the... And all of a sudden during the show, she sees a wiggling thing going across the stage. And it's those days where you hung that.
Well, that was way long time ago before Richland Center had curtains.
Right.
Oh. We had to put up paper for a backdrop. And she got...
So with the wall and the paper, she got in between the show. And she sees this wiggling body, and she thinks, the whole thing is going to come down. And then you open the thing, you open it, and you go... Cindy Perrell, I'm going to out her. I knew that would be you. there's been many things.
She got caught in there then.
She got caught in there. There's been little girls dressed up as skunks with perfume bottles, and they both grab the same one, and they spend...
Fight
over it, during the numbers.
Many, many, many.
Blacklight numbers that,
fun. Many, many fun things.
Right. But so many of them went off without a hitch, too,
Oh, yes.
Pulled them together at the last minute, perhaps, sometimes. And,
But, you had the light fall once. Jack Cecil fell with the lights. And
yeah.
And there were a lot of things where she would have to sew up my costume right before I was going on. Right. She thought it was too revealing. So she'd be saying, oh, we had we had the tape to tapes. See, now we're remembering. The tape to tapes, the reel to reel.
Oh, yeah.
And tutus would get caught.
My dad would be having the tape reel to reel,
stuff like that.
Oh, and then when we were doing records, the first, because my mother played my first recital all on a piano. Then we went to the big record, the big one, and we had this girl that was dressed as an Indian, and she was on a table like that, and we put gold around it and made it look like a big drum.
Okay.
So she was on the table, posed, and we were pulling open the curtain, and Lee is running the music, and he put the wrong side of that tape on, and it was a ballet song.
Yeah.
So the curtain opens up, and here's this Indian costume and girl, and she was really part Indian, and here comes this ballet. So we had to close the curtain, turn the record over, and start again. Those records were something.
I'll bet. Were you involved with the Chieftones?
Oh, yeah. You promoted
them quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. I choreographed for them for their numbers, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Richard's gone, and Billy's Thundercloud, or Vince, just passed not too long ago.
Yeah.
Monday night, like the alumni class. Yeah. They were at our house every Monday night in the basement, and then we'd have tacos. We had gone to California, and my dad's sister had introduced us to tacos, so we'd have... The Chieftones in the basement dancing, then we'd all come up and eat tacos.
Ah.
That's what I remember. Yeah. But you taught them, like, you know, things that they did in their show, right?
Oh, yeah. I choreographed their numbers. Yeah, they put... John, their owner, came and got me to help
And he brought in a mountain lion to our house.
Oh, the mountain lion came to the house?
We got a picture of that. And I had... It was by me, and it did this on my neck.
Oh, you're kidding.
And it said... And John said... And I was 10 or 9 or something. And John said, don't move. He's just playing. Well, I had a big red mark. And, of course, I go to school the next day. No, I was 12, I think, 13. I was a teenager because people were like, oh, is that a hickey? I said, no, a mountain lion.
But they didn't believe her.
Like they believe that.
No. So then
but
she,
I do have pictures.
Then she took a picture later and they said, oh, it really was.
Yeah, but that was scary.
So you're still accepting people to be a part of your classes?
Right. And, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to start a new class now for the second semester.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Starts in January?
Starting in January. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A new class of preschoolers and intermediates and whatever. Mm-hmm.
Preschoolers are always a hit with the audience, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
I love that. Yeah, exactly.
No matter what they do.
In this day and age, everybody having a camera on their phone, you know.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Photo opportunity right there.
Right.
So, good.
That's so true.
It's been an honor to have you guys in the studio with us.
Thank you.
It's been too long since, you know, I know you were here. I think maybe last year we were talking about one of the shows, but good to have you on the program today.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Do you get a picture in the Guinness Book then? How does that work? Or have you seen that shirt?
Well, they send you this lovely plaque.
Okay. Yeah, you can show it to our radio audience there.
I'll show here, radio audience. Look.
Guinness World Record Certificate.
Uh-huh.
It says the longest career as a dance teacher, female, 76 years, 53 days, achieved by Betty Hayes, USA, Avoca, Wisconsin, as of 26 September 2023. Boy, I don't know that I've ever seen an official mark like that from Guinness. That's really cool.
And then she will be out in the book. Next year. I think she missed, September was the cutoff for this year, so she will be in the book next year.
Okay. So we'll look for that. That used to be like when I was in school, that was the highlight of the high school library, was trying to be the first one to check out the Guinness Book of World Records.
I hear people do get them as Christmas gifts, so.
Okay.
Maybe next year, Mom.
For next year.
It'll be a Christmas gift.
24 edition. Well, thanks so much for being a part of our morning show
today, ladies.
It's been an honor to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Betty Hayes Baxter here today along with Cheryl, and we're glad to have you along in the studio talking about 7 decades of teaching dance to Southwest Wisconsin.
Few things are more important than family. You can count on your family to be there for you, just like you can count on the Richland Family Prescription Center to be there for you. Anyone can give you a bottle of pills. The Richland Family Prescription Center gives you a whole lot more. Your health and your understanding of medications is a priority for the Prescription Center. The staff makes sure you and your family are getting the right medications. They're happy to help you and answer questions about prescription drugs, including possible side effects or interactions among various drugs. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. Choosing a pharmacy is a very important decision. When you call or stop in, you always get a person who understands and cares. The Prescription Center would be honored to be your pharmacy. Ogden Nash said, a family is a unit composed not only of children, but of men, women, an occasional animal, and the common cold. Trust your family to the Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are missed. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the Lyme disease. Mice searching for food spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back to our morning show. We hope you enjoyed the conversation with Betty Hayes Baxter and Cheryl Baxter, and some great reminiscing there about the history of studio, and it continues. Triviathon on a Saturday night. Wanted to take some time to recap that and pay tribute to our, and we'll talk to the winning captain coming up in just a little bit here today. 34 questions strong on Saturday night. It began with the question one, Chef Boyardee, Marie Callender, Betty Crocker, Duncan Hines, which was not a real person at some point. And the correct answer, Betty Crocker. Question two, in the Charge of the Light Brigade, which two broke through the line? Cossack and Russian were the answers. Question three, at Floyd's Barbershop on the Andy Griffith Show, what is the cost of a regular haircut according to the sign on the wall? Well, our answer was $1.75. We did have a couple of teams that found a dollar in the first season on the wall. Amazing how you can find specific episodes and zoom in on that, but they did. So we accepted a dollar as well. On to question four, on the board game Ticket to Ride, what is the only location on the United States America map that has just one access in and one access out? The correct answer, Las Vegas, from Los Angeles to Salt Lake City. Question five was a musical question in the Jackson Browne song Running on Empty, How Old Would They Be by 2023? Well, the lyric goes, I was 21 and 69, so they would be 75 today, as Jackson Browne is. We had the question about Betty Hayes Baxter. And you heard it if you heard that first part of the morning show. What national TV show did they once perform on? While performing in the Ed Sullivan Theater stage, it was the Ted Mack Amateur Hour. Question seven, the largest desert in the world? Well, not the Sahara. It's Antarctica, which is the only continent to not have bees, by the way. In the Central Standard Time Zone of the U.S., Chicago is the most populous city. What is the second most populated? The correct answer, Houston. Number nine, can you name the song with a two-letter, one-word title that hit top 10 status in 1971? Lots of Triviathon teams knew that one. If
is the name of the song by Bread. Also from the news of years ago, from the Richland Observer, 100 years ago, Highway 11, now 14, connected to Highway 58 in the first hill, which is now known as Stibbe Hill, was then referred to by what name? It was Knee Hill, N-E-E Hill. Jamie Lee Curtis is well known for many movies. In which two movies did she appear with the same three male stars? A Fish Called Wanda and one maybe not as famous called Fierce Creatures with John Cleese, Kevin Kline, and Michael Palin. Who Said It? The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer member that was on WRCO's airwaves talking about John Wayne and Glenn Ford and Jimmy Stewart. He sang the song. The correct answer was Gene Pitney, who recorded music for the film The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. And question 13, the Ithaca baseball team won the 2023 WIAA Division IV State Baseball Championship in June. Which player crossed the plate with a winning run in that championship game? Micah Salisbury, or Salisbury, the correct answer for 13. Number 14 in Triviathon 2023, name three European countries that remained neutral during World War II. Well, three of the main ones, Spain, Sweden, and Switzerland, and there were some other smaller countries as well, but those were the main ones, and that was question number 14. How many times did the Beatles play in concert in Wisconsin? Only once. September of 1964, that was question 15. Number 16, who was the youngest U.S. president to serve in that post? Well, it was Teddy Roosevelt, who was just 42. Some teams may have guessed JFK, who was the youngest elected president. Number 17, the only U.S. state that has only one other state as its border? The correct answer, Maine. Which MASH television show regular had a direct connection to a Wisconsin location? The answer to question 18, Gary Berghoff, who lived in Delavan, Wisconsin for a time, born in Connecticut and moved to Wisconsin. So that was the correct answer for number 18. Number 19, currently 30 Major League Baseball teams. How many U.S. states are represented by a MLB team? The correct answer, 17. Some teams Googled that and found 15, but not right. Not always is that search engine right, the first thing that pops up. We were able to point that out. There's a list of the 17 states, the major league teams. And, of course, you take two away because one is in Washington, D.C., and another is in Canada. Question number 20, the only U.S. state that does not have a rectangular flag. The correct answer, Ohio. Question 21, what do these have in common? Iowa, Southern Pacific, the Doobie Brothers, and Vilas Craig. We had a tribute to Richland Center's own Vilas Craig in that one. They all have in common Keith Knutson, a famous drummer who was born in Iowa and worked in all three groups, including Vilas's backup band. That was a tough question, one of those higher point questions on the night. Question 22, a standard Monopoly game has two color sets of properties, blue for Boardwalk and Park Place, and purple for Baltic and Mediterranean. How many three property color sets are there in a standard Monopoly game? That was the question. There are six of them, light blue, purple, orange, yellow, red, and green. Question 23, well-known in Richland County, the Hub City Bog. Still, there is another bog located to the south in Richland County that is lesser known, according to Tamarax of the Driftless, circa 1933. The name and or location of that lesser-known bog is the Sextonville Bog. Question 24, Stephen Curry, as good as he's been, only fifth on the current all-time active player scoring list in the NBA. LeBron James, number one, by over 10,000 points. And who is second on the active all-time list? It is Kevin Durant. Question number 25, which 1975 song includes the lyric about John, Paul, and George, followed by a guitar riff from the song I Feel Fine? That's kind of a forgotten classic. Don't Call Us, We'll Call You by Sugarloaf. Number 26, the 1935 starting halfback for the University of Wisconsin football team and also played for the Green Bay Packers, although will be more recognized for his basketball and baseball accomplishments, John Weenie Wilson. And we had some of his relatives playing that night as well. A graduate of Richland Center High School, American football, basketball, and baseball coach and teacher at Dodgeville High School, played for the Badgers and the Packers. He's the only coach, by the way, to be inducted into all three Wisconsin High School Sports Halls of Fame for football, basketball, and baseball. Question 27 on Pokemon Nintendo 1998 Game Boy, both red and blue version. The phrase used on the cover jacket was, "Gotta catch 'em all." Number 28, which mountain peak is farthest from the center of the earth? It's not Mount Everest, by the way. It's Chimborazo in Ecuador. Quite a few teams found that. Also, question 29, several teams answer this one right away. Two albums with two-digit titles were both Grammy Award winners by which artist? The correct answer, Adele. In fact, she had four albums released that were just numbers. Number 30, of the seven countries bordering India, the only one with less than 1 million inhabitants is Bhutan. This one tripped up a lot. I think only one Triviathon team got this one right. A song Taylor Swift has performed in concert from time to time was co-written in the 70s by an artist that once toured with the Beatles. The correct answer, Betty Davis Eyes. Song composed by Donna Weiss and Jackie DeShannon. DeShannon was one of the opening acts on the Beatles tours in the mid-1960s. So again, only one team got that one right, and it was a 50-point question. What does Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoon, the Lagoon comic strip, and the Klumps have in common? Well, it would be the name Sherman, a boy, the namesake character, and the mad scientist. Question 33, the fourth direction given in the steps for the time warp dance. Of course, from Rocky Horror Picture Show. Bring your knees in tight, jump to the left, step to the right. The fourth line, put your hands on your hips. And question 34, Corona Extra commercial started with Tiki Umbrellas with Eli Manning, Andy Samberg, and Snoop Dogg, then autographing a lime. In a more recent one, Eli plays a dual role, both tossing and catching a beer. There are nine chairs numbered 01 through 09. Which chair number is Eli seated? Nice catch. It is seat number 04 or 4. Those were the 34 questions that went out over the airwaves. So congratulations go out to Party of 10. They place first with 610 points. Ubiquitous Wayfarers and Sagacious Souls tied for second with 580. There was a three-way tie for fourth place between ID10Ts, the Tri-County Scholars, Hairball, and Not a Clue, all scored 570 points. There was also a four-way tie for eighth place as Not Great Expectations, Three Stooges, Rapture Ready, and Fairground Friends each scored 540 points. Clueless placed 12th with 530. That other team came in 13th with 520. And St. John's Coffee Hour and Triple Threat each scored 500 points to tie for 14th place out of the 29 teams that did their best to answer the 34 questions. We're going to hear a little bit of behind-the-scenes info on how Party of 10 came up with some of the questions coming up. We'll talk to Aaron Jelinek, captain of that team, next on The Morning Show.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From a combine in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in the yard, they service it all. Any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
The holidays mean that maple syrup season is right around the corner. Erica and Scott Walter from Driftless Gold are pleased to announce they now have a retail store open and offering a full line of quality CDL maple supplies and equipment. Whether you're a hobbyist, commercial producer, or just thinking about tapping a few trees this year, they have what you need. Call Scott at 606-5049 or feel free to stop by their retail store at 16885 County Highway U. That's between Viola and Reedstown. Store hours are Wednesdays noon to 5, Thursdays and Fridays 8 to 5. The folks at Driftless Gold wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and will help you make this spring just a little bit sweeter by bringing your maple syrup dreams to life.
On a morning show from WRCO, we're looking back on what was a really fun weekend, Triviathon 2023, and I have on the line the captain of the winning team. In fact, Erin Jelinek joins us. She was the captain of Party of 10. They were the Triviathon winners. Thanks for taking the call, Erin. Did you have a good time on Saturday night?
Always. We try to do Triviathon every time we can, and we always enjoy it.
How many years approximately have you been a part of a team?
Boy, that's a good question, and I don't know if I can answer that. You know, my parents used to play. Kevin's parents used to play. We played with our family for a few years, and we were off, and we had some of our younger, older kids when they were small for a few years, but we're back to it.
Dio, can you recognize the members of Party of 10? Are there 10 members?
No, I was struggling for a clever name, and I could not remember what we used in the past. So we have 8 children, and so we went with Party of 10.
I see. So who are some of the people? Did you have some people there? Some people that phone-a-friend people and things like that?
We kind of traditionally have my nephews and niece come over. So the actual trivia team was myself, my husband, Kevin, my niece, Bryn, who is a freshman in high school, and our daughter, Eleanor, who is in 7th grade.
So it sounds like you had some good veteran players, and you kind of have to have those younger people because they're kind of in touch with some of the stuff that's going on these days too, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
And in terms of questions, was there one that maybe tripped you up that was a little bit frustrating on the night?
Well, I think we ended up missing 2 out of the whole night, and both of them ended up being the 50-point questions, ooh, I believe. You know, given a little bit more time, I think we might have found the answer to the Taylor Swift question, especially given the fact we had a couple of Taylor Swift fans on the team, but we didn't come up with it before the bell rang. But the one that I don't think we ever would have come up with the answer to was the knee hill question.
Yeah, that tripped up a few, the knee hill question. So,
I mean, we found old plat maps in the right time period, but apparently they didn't label the roads on those.
Not always, yeah. Somebody showed me one where there was one, but for folks that don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about Stibbe Hill, but going back 100 years, and what it was referred to at that time, Highway 58 and Highway 11, which is now Highway 14, and it was actually Knee Hill, N-E-E. And see, I didn't even know that, and that's my last name, so there you go. But 4 teams got that one right. I was pretty impressed by that. And then the one that you talked about with Taylor Swift, that was the song that she performs in concert from time to time, co-written in the 70s by an artist that once toured with the Beatles. And so what did you actually wind up answering then, Erin?
We said September. She remade that, she has sung that as a cover with a little bit of changing of the words, but not the right one.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a legitimate answer, so that's good. But the right answer, Betty Davis Eyes, written by Donna Weiss and Jackie DeShannon. Jackie had opened up for the Beatles. So, yeah, that was, and I think only one team got that one right.
It seems like that's what you said, during trivia, if I remember right.
That was a big bonus. So is there a question that you answered that you're most proud of?
You know, I kind of liked the question about the second bog in Richland County. I remember going to the Hub City Bog with Professor Hershey as a botany field trip, but I didn't, I didn't remember him talking about a second bog. And you know, to find the answer, you had to look in a book, which doesn't happen very much anymore. Be it the book was online now, but it was interesting to find it that way.
Oh, okay. So, what book did you reference online?
We actually found the Tamaracks of the Driftless.
Oh, wonderful. So you did. See, sometimes you learn something from Triviathon, too, don't you?
I learned things. Yeah, I learned several things. I learned that the highest mountain in the world does not have the peak farthest from the center of the earth.
Well, there you go. So you can mention that in casual conversation now.
That's
this year in 2024.
I'm very smart now.
So was there one that maybe some of the younger people on the team helped with and maybe got right?
You know, it's interesting that you can have 4 people using 4 different devices typing in essentially the same combination of words, and you're getting very different search results.
My daughter, like I said, she's excuse me, in seventh grade. She, of the four of us, is the only one that came up with the John Weenie Wilson answer.
Wow.
And she was pretty proud of that for the 40 points.
Wow. So what did she reference? Do you remember? Or how she happened
I
to find
I think
that?
She said, you know, basically typed in Badger halfback that played for the Packers or something like that. And, of course, we're all trying to find that same thing. But her search engine on her device came back with it.
Yeah. John Weenie Wilson, a Richland Center native. So that was question number 26.
And I guess I don't remember hearing about him before, but
yeah,
sounds like he might join our Athletic Hall of Fame at some point.
He should. Yeah. He's in the Wisconsin High School Sports Hall of Fame for football, basketball, and baseball. So, yeah, it's somebody has to nominate him. He should be in the Richland Center one, that's for sure. So any other, like, behind-the-scenes humorous stories or anything like that, Aaron?
Oh, I don't know. We just, you know, lots of snacks and lots of fun.
Well,
my sister was just going to drop her kids off, and then she saw the snacks, and she decided to stick around for a while. So we did have her help for a few hours, too.
Okay. Yeah. So that was fun. So does it get a little bit stressful from time to time?
Yeah, I guess I like the questions where it's a little bit challenging to find them, but not the ones that are causing me anxiety that the bell's going to ring and I haven't found it.
It's kind of like you're back in school again or something, doing that test sometimes.
Yep. And so, like the question about what Rocky and Bullwinkle and Lagoon and the Clumps all had in common, that was definitely a last second under the bell kind of answer.
Oh, and the name was Sherman.
It was.
On that one.
It didn't help that we heard the question as the clunks instead of the clumps the first time.
Oh, clump. Maybe I didn't enunciate that well enough. Did you guys come from behind a little bit during the day, or were you always in first place?
We started out, I think, if I remember right. I don't know that we were ever too far behind. I think we were in second at some point, but we're in first at some point most of the time, too.
Okay. So are you going to be looking to get back and defend your title in 2024?
Absolutely.
Good. Already making plans now, huh?
Yes.
Well,
and I guess if I can put a plug in, too, I hear there's going to be a silent trivia event at the high school this spring again, also held by the wrestling team. We enjoy doing that silent trivia when it happens at the high school. And so if there's any other Trivia-thon players out there that'd like to join, we'd love to see them there.
Yeah, I always look forward to that. And that's the real trivia, isn't it, where you have to leave your devices at home?
Yeah, pull it out of your brain.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it sounds like you guys have some players on the team that can hold their own with just their brains. So,
well, some of us have more strengths than others. Kevin can get the music and the movies. He had the Liberty Valance question.
Ooh.
Just, you know, he knew the actors before he heard the little tiny clip of music. And so, you know, I would never get that. I would be trying to connect to those people before I could go to the next step of the question and find out who was speaking.
Yeah.
He was able to go right to, did Phil ever interview Gene Pitney?
Well, good for Kevin. So that's a good thing. You keep him around for something. He can get some, he can be useful there. That's good.
You can get those with some of the sports questions.
Oh, it sounds like you guys had a lot of fun, and congratulations on that. And we hope a lot of people will join the silent trivia a little bit later on this year as well. Anything else you'd like to add, Aaron?
No, I just, you know, I appreciate you guys putting the event on. I know it's probably a ton of work, but it's, you know, fun thing for us people that aren't going to go out on the town, you know?
Right. So you would prefer it on New Year's Eve if we bring it back?
You know, actually, I don't know that I would, because we, you know, we still got some young kids, and, you know, having that extra day to kind of recoup on some sleep before school starts is not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. So it worked out all right. So, yeah, we'll have to make some decisions on that. But, you know, the Packers kicked us out this year, but we'll have to see how it happens this next year. So
my 5-year-old does want to know, does Phil ever sleep? If he hears you on in the morning, he hears you on late on Saturday night.
I take naps during the day, so, and I sleep during songs sometimes, too. Aaron, well, congratulations to you and Party of 10 for being Trivia-thon champions this year. It was a lot of fun, and we're glad you joined us on the morning show today.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Aaron Jelinek joining us here on WRCO as we recap Trivia-thon 2023.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Dotting. President Biden will be visiting sites of national trauma over the next few days to warn about the stakes in next year's election. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Saturday's